WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. Donald Trump has taken the oath of office, becoming the nation's 47th president.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
In his inauguration speech, he declared the country's decline will end as we usher in what he called the golden age of America.
A tide of change is sweeping the country. Sunlight is pouring over the entire world. And America has the chance to seize this opportunity like never before.
On day one, the president is already moving ahead with his crackdown on immigration.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
Trump is declaring a national emergency at the southern border and has shut down the app migrants have been using to seek asylum in the U.S. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's severe cold claimed a life yesterday when an 80-year-old man was found dead from suspected hypothermia. It's believed he fell outside at around 2 a.m. The victim was found near 12th Street and Orchard Avenue at around 7. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office has an autopsy today to determine the official cause of death. Warming centers are open in the area. Call 211 to find the closest near you. It's recommended you check in on neighbors and relatives who may be susceptible to the cold. It's officially a cold weather advisory. The latest is coming up in the forecast. While cold, commemorations are still taking place. Milwaukee is hosting a number of events on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, offering people a variety of ways to honor the civil rights leader. The YMCA's annual celebration at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel is going on. There's blanket making at Sherman Phoenix and the 41st annual birthday celebration at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. A bird that migrates here every winter has been seen more often than usual. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Over 80 snowy owls have been observed in Wisconsin this year, which is more than in the past two winters combined. Many of them are immature birds that dispersed from Arctic Canada after hatching last summer. These young owls are less skilled, less wary, and more likely to show up in unexpected places, like residential neighborhoods, urban open spaces, and even busy roadsides. Never approach them too closely. Let's all do our part to ensure their safe return to the Arctic this spring.
The front row might be a good place to sit. In remembrance of Bob Uecker, the iconic voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for over five decades, Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin will be showing Major League Friday. A partial donation of ticket sales will go to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks dismissed the 76ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with another win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Now, although they won by 14 points, head coach Doc Rivers on why he wasn't pleased by the Bucks' performance.
Yeah, I didn't think we attacked much at all, honestly. We walked the ball up the court. Every time we ran the ball and advanced the ball, we got whatever we wanted. So it was just one of those games we couldn't find our pace. And yet we still won.
Chris Middleton, able to play 25 minutes, scoring, had 13 points and 8 assists, and was pleased they won those four games in a row at home.
We just want to take care of home court. We dropped a couple games at home earlier this month or last month that we thought we should have won. But to come and take care of home court, the fashion that we did, I'll take it.
Men's college basketball, UWM, losing to Robert Morris University, 81-79. 19 turnovers for the Panthers. That was their first loss at home since last March. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. With cold weather advisory through Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's zero at our studios.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a my is a terrible thing to waste.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bumpa da bumpa da bumpa da bumpa da bumpa?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
How will the incoming presidential administration impact you? We'll discuss with Sandy Williams following Monday's inauguration on Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Monday, January 20th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here in Wisconsin, as long as you're indoors, Mr. Zommers. It's chilly.
So I showered this morning, as is a good thing to do, you know, before you go to work. And I dried my hair with a blow dryer, and still my hair froze solid walking to my car.
Zommers has, for those who don't know on the stream, he has about shoulder length hair. He has long flowing locks, unlike me. And by the way, coincidence or not, all the tech bro boys, Zuckerberg, Bezos, Musk, are sitting behind Trump for the inauguration today, and the same time our Facebook page has gone down. We're trying to stream normally because I'm like, well, our stream seems a little low. There is medication for that, by the way. But the stream seems a little low, and then it turns out, no, we're not streaming on the Todd Albaugh Show Facebook page. I believe we are on the Civic Media page, right?
That is correct.
All right. So if you normally
we're on the WMDX, the 92.7 WMDX
here in Madison. So if you normally watch this on the Todd Albaugh Show and you want to, I put on a suit jacket for today, by the way, but you can stream us live right now on the WMDX. Look for WMDX on Facebook. We'll see whether we're being penalized by Zuckerberg intentionally or what's going on.
But that may be the case. Hard to say.
Technology, you know. But in all seriousness, this is beyond what we're experiencing today and into tonight, beyond just cold weather. National Weather Service has actually put out an extreme cold weather warning for the majority of Wisconsin, the exception being the far southeast counties of Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Racine. But otherwise, the majority of the rest of the state under a cold weather warning until 9 a.m. tomorrow. So just make sure that, turn the heat up a little bit if you can so your pipes don't freeze for people kind of out in more rural areas. Or if you have an apartment that's not well insulated, open the doors kind of below your sink to make sure that there's warm air going in there. Obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, but it's a good reminder because we haven't had these cold snaps in quite a while that, you know, even if you're going to take a short walk, whether it's walking the dog or doing quick chores outside, put a stocking cap on your head, especially for folks like me who don't have a lot up there anymore for insulation, because you lose a lot of your heat off the top of your head. Gloves, fingers can get frostbite in just a couple of minutes, and especially when the wind blows, with the wind chill as well. Make sure you have the proper clothing on, the vehicles, have a full tank of gas before you hit the road, make sure you put a blanket and some extra things in the car, and make sure your cell phone is fully charged as well. So extreme cold weather warnings for the majority of the state until 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're going to continue to update you throughout this hour on new happenings of the inauguration out in Washington, D.C. Again, Donald Trump was sworn in just after 11 o'clock our time as the 47th president of the United States. The speech was not quite as dark and ominous as his first one 8 years ago, although he made some pretty remarkable announcements during the speech. One of them, he was officially going to change the Gulf of Mexico, the name, to Gulf of America. Of course, that can't really happen unless Mexico and other places decide on that. But also announced with a full-throated voice that he's going to, quote, take back the Panama Canal, unquote. And look, there's a lot of bluster. A lot of this is distraction. But I think when the sitting now president and commander-in-chief talks about taking territories, you can't totally disregard that either. So we're going to talk about a couple more things from the inauguration, keep track of what's happening. Now, former president and Dr. Jill Biden have left Washington, D.C. at Joint Base Andrews. They gave a brief remark there, primarily for White House staff. Their closest advisors and friends were there at the Air Force Base and then hopped aboard what is commonly known as Air Force One. But of course, when it's only called Air Force One technically when the sitting president of the United States is on board. But they headed home to Delaware at last thought. President Trump, meanwhile, enjoying a lunch inside the Capitol. Former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama chose to skip that traditional luncheon this year, surprise, surprise, and assumingly took off themselves. The inaugural parade is going to be starting in about 20 minutes or so, and so we'll keep track of events. If anything newsworthy pops up, we will, of course, break into the show here and let you know that. But right now, it is all systems go in terms of safety and that sort of thing, and thank goodness for that. Also going to be talking a little bit more about Martin Luther King Day, asking you, who do you think is a current civil rights leader in Wisconsin or in America? And we'll preview a little bit of the, yes, there is something else going on today, the national championship game for college football featuring The Ohio State University taking on Notre Dame tonight on ABC and ESPN. Big game tonight. But right now, at 12 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No money to give away, no prizes involved. But here, what value can you really put on this? How often do you wake up and you say, I'd just like to tell somebody off? I wish I could tell people what I think. Well, here's your chance. It's your chance to be heard on 11 stations on our statewide radio network. Zobbers, did you know we are the largest privately owned statewide radio network in the state of Wisconsin?
I did, in fact, know that.
Yes,
since I work here.
But some people don't. We're in every major media market. It's a great opportunity to have your message be heard across the state of Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you can download it at your favorite app store on Apple or Android. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute C and M logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download, and it's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. All right, here we go. Today is what timely? Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says. What's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures? What's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Now, this is timely, of course, because we're going through this excessive cold warning here in Wisconsin. But there are people this time of year, Zomers, that I didn't know this until I talked to our friend Phil Nee at WRCO. He was calling a sporting event, a high school sports event last week, and he said one of the key players on this team, their family had decided to take a trip to Florida. And there's no, I mean, I guess some schools are off today for MLK Day, But it's not like there's any big spring break right now. And I mean, when I was in high school, I'm going to tell the old man that I am. Well, you know, I mean, spring break meant maybe cleaning the house. Maybe, you know, going into Madison or hang. But I mean, we didn't take big Florida vacations. But now kids and families are leaving in the middle of winter to go to warmer temperatures, which, I mean, God love them. But I mean, so this is timely. So what's worse? Super hot temperatures for us in Wisconsin, mostly during the summer, or times like now, super cold temperatures. What's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call. Summer, I'll ask, but I know. What's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures?
This will shock zero regular listeners. Super hot temperatures are way worse because if I'm cold, I can put on more layers, move around, drink something hot. If I'm hot, there are only so many layers you can take off without getting arrested. And even then, it's still not enough.
You don't want to get arrested. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a tougher one for me because like days like today, when it's, I mean, even yesterday wasn't all that bad in Madison. I mean, it was cold, but like, as long as I've said this before, as long as the sun is out, but then when the winds pick up, that's when it gets. And now you get weather like this, and it's like you're even just to go into the grocery store, you're freezing, and you know, got to warm up the car, and you got to wear all the layers of clothing. I don't know. So generally speaking, I would say super cold temperatures are worse for me. Because hot temperatures, usually if I have shorts and a t-shirt on, or if you go to a store where it's air conditioned, you're fine. So we're gonna disagree on this one.
That's okay. That's okay. It's all right to be wrong. I won't say which one of us is wrong.
I don't know there's any wrong answer. It's just your opinion. What's worse? Super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures? You have a newer car, right? It's starting okay and everything?
Newer than my previous car. Right. It now is at least from the 2010s.
Oh,
and
great.
Yes, it does. It was a little slow, but it started up. We were all good.
Yeah. It was a big family weekend this weekend. We were traveling. So long story short, I ended up leaving my truck outside in Richland Center, and I went to start it yesterday, took right off. The old Dodge Ram took right off. So I'm very thankful for that. But what's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick listening in Madison on WMDX. Dick, what's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures?
For me, it's super cold and for an obvious reason, too. In the summer, when it's super hot, you can escape with air conditioning. And another thing about super hot, sometimes the scenery's a little better in the summer.
There you go.
Both of that.
Right? I agree. I mean, I was just saying to my mom this week, we were driving around, I said, you know, I remember, you know, again, sounding old, you know, this time of year, everything would be covered in white. And it was kind of pretty. But now it's just brown and, you know, cold.
The worst time of the year to me is in November. Once all the leaves are down in early December and there's no snow,
right,
you're devoid of any color.
Right, exactly. Dick, appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We'll come back with more of what's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media. Don't go anywhere.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it'd be like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Yeah, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 12 noon, pardon me, past 1 o'clock. Was an hour behind. Story of my life, Zombers. 21 past 1 o'clock on Monday, January 20th. The congressional luncheon now going on.
Surprised it's not McDonald's.
Right? Exactly. President Trump signing some orders into action here before he's going into the Capitol, or room there in the Capitol for the congressional luncheon again. Usually the former presidents stick around, but former presidents Clinton, Bush and Obama saying, you know what? It's too cold. We're going to go home. And that's the question we ask you. What's worse this hour? What's worse, super hot or super cold temperatures? What's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Go up to beautiful Eau Claire, WCFW, the Tap, and Zeno calling on the line. And Zeno, what's worse, super cold or super hot?
That's got to be super cold. 100%, especially this morning.
Right?
Having to wake up that extra 30 minutes early just to start the car and hope that it's warm enough by the time you get in it.
Now, here's a question for you. Because I never had it until my current vehicle. It's a 2016. I have that little thing on my key fob where I can stay inside and push it, and it will remote start. Do you have to go out and start your car?
Oh no, I'm not blessed with the remote start. I got the old fashioned walk outside and race back in.
I had that until this last vehicle that I bought. Never had it before, but I remember you. Yeah, you have to go out and. And now you got to worry about some yahoos, you know, they're going to steal your car. So you either got to have like a second set so you start it and lock it, or you got to stand there and like watch your car so some goofball doesn't come along and drive away with it.
Yeah, we got the two sets of keys for that.
Right. Do you work inside or do you work outside?
Luckily inside.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I think about all the poor folks that, you know, whether it's a utility people or, you know, road construction, I mean, all these folks that are still working outside, farmers or ag producers, my grandparents were dairy farmers. And, you know, as it turns out, the cows still have to be milked, whether it's 13 or 30 below or 90 degrees. They don't wait. As it turns out, they don't hold it for you.
No, the world doesn't pause for cold.
Well, I appreciate the call, Zio. Thank you so much. Appreciate it up there, beautiful Eau Claire. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures?
You know, it seems like I'm in the minority on this one, but well, I am going to say, because it's winter, there's probably a little bit of bias.
true, but I now here's some people on your side off the text line, Zombers. WMDX listener, Luann in Waterloo. Luann says, I agree with Zombers for exactly the same reasons. So there's some love for you. And Kimber out in beautiful Muscatine listening to WRCE in Richland Center says, I agree. You're wrong, Todd. So there you go. There's a couple of votes for super hot is actually worse. What's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures?
Super hot.
Wow. Super hot. Wow. Where did you get that at?
There's a video game called Super Hot, and whenever really? You finish a level, it just goes super hot. And so I thought that would be fun.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, Jim, listening from on WISS in Oshkosh, but Jim in Appleton says, hot is much worse. I wholeheartedly agree with Aaron. I spent too many years working in a mill that was always 20 to 30 degrees hotter the outside temperature. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I used to work in a foundry, thankfully third shift, but still over the summer, it was very hot in there.
Right.
And yeah, that was unpleasant.
That's another great point, that a lot of people that work in industry, they don't have the luxury of having air conditioned. So yeah, super hot is definitely worse. Asking the question, what's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures? Text us on the Civic Media app or call us 855-752-4842. Len, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says, I find super hot temperatures are worse, though for mankind in general, it's pretty much a draw based on their existence in those extreme climates. All right, very good. Also a listener on WAUK Milwaukee saying super hot is worse. So there you go, Zombers. After a slow start, your allies have come to your rescue.
I thank the people of Wisconsin for agreeing with me about preferred temperatures.
Yes. What's worse, super hot temperatures or super cold temperatures? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, as we said, are you working outside right now? Let us know. Or do you have to go outside a lot during temperatures like this? Because, again, depending upon the person, I mean, again, I think about my grandparents farming. I guess there were things that, you know, if you get extreme temperatures on either end, dairy cows don't produce as well, so that can have an effect on it. Boy, putting up hay in the summer, you come out of the hay mow and it looks like you were just standing in the shower. You're sweating, you're dripping sweat. So in the summer, it was always better to have cooler temperatures if you're putting up hay. But if you're cleaning the barn or milking cows, or if you're, as you and the listener said, you're in industry, a foundry or work in some kind of industry like that, mechanical industry, and you're in a big building that doesn't have HVAC, boy, as the listener said, it gets pretty darn hot if you don't have air conditioning. Yeah, a little toasty. So cooler weather is better on that. Well, this is a good one. This is a good one. We'll have more of these, of course, every day in our second hour. What's worse? You can follow along. Always call in as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us. Continue to text us on what's worse. Super hot temperatures or super cool temperatures. Again, it's close. But for me, I'm going to respectfully disagree with Zombers. I'm going to say super cold is worse.
And yep, that's all right. There's good reasons for both.
There are good reasons for both. Quick update for you on what's happening out in Washington, D.C. The congressional luncheon continues right now at this hour. The pomp and circumstance continues. No major breaking news. If something happens here in the next half hour, we'll let you know. Of course, the rest of our great civic media staff will continue to cover the events throughout the day. Come on back. We're going to talk a little MLK Day and college baseball, college football as well. National championship tonight between The Ohio State University and Notre Dame. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Protesters in Milwaukee over the weekend joined nationwide protests demonstrating against President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. About 100 people braved freezing weather for the city's People's March. Organizers say the march was to address multiple issues such as reproductive rights, homelessness, and LGBTQ plus concerns. With the MLK holiday, most government buildings would normally be closed. However, the danger of a deep chill has some of them running as warming centers today. The National Weather Service has what they call a cold weather advisory in effect. You should check on family and neighbors that could be susceptible to the cold. To find a warming center near you, call 211. An 80-year-old man was found dead from suspected hypothermia early Sunday morning in Milwaukee. At this point, it's believed he fell outside at around 2 a.m. near 12th Street and Orchard Avenue. An autopsy is scheduled for today. The office of the 6th District Congressman was the target of arson over the weekend. Lisa Hale has more.
A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting fire to the office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police found the suspect near the strip mall soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of a TikTok ban that went into effect over the weekend. The fire was contained to the outside of the building, damaging the siding and an air conditioning unit. The suspect is being held in the Fond du Lac County Jail with a charge of arson being referred to the district attorney. Office. Grothman was one of 360 House members who voted last year for a bill that would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app or be banned in the U.S. Ironically, the TikTok ban was suspended Sunday, with the app saying it is working with President Trump to find a solution.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 Years Later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the two-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with two Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. With cold weather advisory through Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
It's zero at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than half a million students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the Tom Lamont Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Happy birthday. Well done, Mr. Zomers there. It is MLK Day, of course, being overshadowed a bit by the inauguration events happening out in Washington, D.C. today. But I thought it was important to take and appreciate Matt Flynn earlier on the show, giving his remembrance. As someone who lived, I think what he said, he was 21, I believe, when MLK was assassinated.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So as someone who lived through that time, I thought it was important to have his reflections on that and always appreciate Matt Flynn's perspective. I want to bring you a story from the Wausau Pilot and Review. Headline, more Northwest Wisconsin schools are letting students off for the King holiday, but many still do not. Says here, this was originally by Robin Washington from Wisconsin Public Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. Day has been a national holiday since it was signed into law by former president. You want to guess, Mr. Zomers? Who signed the law making today a federal holiday?
Abraham Lincoln. No, I'm kidding. I'm just going to say Bill Clinton.
It's a good guess. It's a very good guess. This will surprise people, at least some people. The law making today a national holiday was signed into law 41 years ago in 1986 by former President Ronald Wilson Reagan.
At first, I was going to say Reagan, and I was like, I'm going to push a little farther forward. Yeah. But no, I should have gone with my gut.
Yeah, very good. It's a day off for students in major school districts around the country, but not necessarily in Northwest Wisconsin. In 2023, and just this year, Wisconsin Public Radio surveyed districts in the area. Of 44 school districts tallied in 2023, 15 were closed on the holiday, and 29 remained open. Now, in 2025, the numbers are nearly reversed, with 26 districts granting students the day off and 16 remaining open. This does not mean that districts that remain open aren't observing the holiday in some way, said State Superintendent Jill Underly. Quote, what matters most is that schools take the time to really educate students about Martin Luther King Jr. and the contributions he made, she said. Underly discussed the issue with Wisconsin Public Radio's Robert Washington on the morning edition. Washington also spoke with Joshua Hetfeld, the district administrator for the Webster School District, which is among those that were previously open but will be closed this year. And, you know, goes through the context here. Curious to know, in your part of the state, Wisconsin, is your local school open today? Or is it closed? And perhaps more importantly, or at least as importantly, who do you see in the state of Wisconsin, in your local community or nationally, that could be the next advocate? Maybe, let's be clear, there will never be another Martin Luther King Jr. Just won't be. He was a unique figure, one of one, as they say. But who is currently, and sometimes I think that the small but very important things going on in our local communities are overshadowed by all of us wanting this large national figure. So is there somebody in your community across the state of Wisconsin who is doing what they can, their part, to educate, to lift up, to shed light on history, raising up civil rights in your community? Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Who do you think in Wisconsin is leading the way on civil rights or just rights in general? But appropriate to pause, reflect on this Martin Luther King Day. I know our colleague Earl Ingram played some of one of Dr. King's earlier speeches today on his program. Had a good discussion there. And I always think the important thing is that we keep these things alive, that we do talk about it, that we do raise it. what's going on in your community across the state of Wisconsin. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zombers, of course, when I was in school, it just wasn't observed the way that it is now, unfortunately. And I think it's good that the state of Wisconsin and that more and more schools now are giving it the day off and giving it the proper recognition that it deserves.
I know when I was little, we didn't have the day off. We did, though, spend a lot of time in class, if not most of the day, talking about it, about his legacy and things like that. As I got older, I don't remember if they ended up taking the day off or not. Mm. But I know when you're no longer in like elementary school,
right,
it's a little harder to make sure everyone's on the same page of teaching about that on that day.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Martin Luther King Day? And as importantly, what's happening in your community across the state of Wisconsin? Either today, does your district, do local governments close down to observe the holiday? And really, what's happening in terms of your community leaders, our community leaders across the state of Wisconsin, as far as doing something to educate and to advance civil rights in the state of Wisconsin? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Cindy calling in from Appleton, Wisconsin. Cindy, always appreciate it. What say you?
Well, I say we let the memory of Martin Luther King live, and the memory of Pinocchio, as soon as he's gone, die a sudden death. But I know Appleton and Menasha schools are both closed today. And as far as leaders in the community, I know there's many of them here that do their part to educate and keep that memory of Dr. King alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Lawrence University is doing some type of celebration tonight. I'm not sure if
we'll
get out, though. Am I under the weather? And it's so cold. So
there's a lot of people, Cindy, under the weather. There's some crud sweeping through civic media. Azamaris and I, we live in a bubble. And so we haven't been affected yet, knock on wood.
Somehow.
Right. Thoughts go out to you. There's a lot of people fighting stuff right now. So take care of yourself. But thanks for taking the time to listen and call in, Cindy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a great day. So there you go. You're alma mater, Mr. Zombers.
Indeed.
Lawrence University doing a little program.
I'll have to look and see what's going on. Yes, let's see. At 6 p.m., they have the Fox City's MLK celebration, which is a community-wide event at Memorial Chapel. So if you are in or near Appleton and you want to go check out what they're doing, it's at 6 p.m. at Lawrence University Memorial Chapel.
There you go. See, right there. Thank you, Cindy. We appreciate you giving us the heads up on that. For all of our listeners in the Fox Valley on WISS or perhaps WGBW, great station out of Green Bay. What is your local community doing to observe Martin Luther King Day? Who are the leaders in your community? Who is kind of the next leader that you see advancing civil rights in the state of Wisconsin and across the country? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. It's a great example Cindy gave us there. If you just stop and look around, as Yogi Berra used to say, you can see a lot just by looking around, right? A great call and a great example of what's going on locally. That's, again, the kind of stuff we want to do more in 2025. Uplift. We should almost like get back at the old home station at RCO. They still do it. It's called Community Calendar. And so people will write in and say what's happening in the community. We call it out.
That could be something interesting to bring up. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we start doing an all-ball show community calendar. Let us know what's happening around the state. Can't always get to all of them. But we'll do our best. If you have a suggestion, let us know.
You know somebody that I have my eye on as a community leader?
Who?
Jeff Wright happens to be a candidate for state superintendent of public instruction. But we had him on the show last week. Yeah, on Thursday. Mm. And I was struck by the way he not just talks about bringing everybody to the table, but has so far in his education career brought everybody to the table in the community.
Yeah, I really appreciate you bringing that up. And you're absolutely right. Jeff Wright, who is one of three candidates vying for the state school superintendent position, currently the district administrator in Sauk City, Purdesac area, Sauk County. And if you notice that entire half-hour interview we had with him last week, he never said one negative thing about someone.
He did not. You're right.
I mean, it was a half. I mean, isn't that remarkable that, you know, oh my gosh, a candidate for political office that always does is be positive about, you know, facing issues like childcare and housing and education, and he does it with positivity and working across party lines.
The closest thing to saying something negative was when he admitted that he had been wrong about things. And he's like, you know, right. I didn't even think about that until this student of mine brought it to my attention.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's an important thing, and we're going to keep covering this throughout the year. But if you, before the show ends, if you have a community celebration, or if you have someone in your community or an organization that's lifting up rights of other people, of civil rights, give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Continue to monitor things in Washington. Again, the presidential inauguration is still going on. We expected that the parade would be happening or be launching underway by now. But of course, everything's kind of pushed back because of the weather and other things. But if there's anything remarkable going on, newsworthy, we will certainly bring it to you here. Want to get to one other thing kind of tangentially, because just because we said that we would. Tangentially connected with the election here. And I was struck by this, Summers. We've kind of joked around about it. TikTok. If you haven't heard of it, it's a social media platform like Facebook and Twitter, X, TikTok. A lot of people use this. It's short videos predominantly. But holy cow, so what happened was, of course, Congress passed a bill bipartisanly. President Biden signed it into law, and the Supreme Court over the weekend upheld that, saying that the banned TikTok unless it was divested of its Chinese ownership, because the fear is that anything that's owned in China is ultimately overseen by the communist Chinese government, and it makes it really easy for the Chinese government to spy on us, to use our contacts, and to influence us. And then over the weekend, President Biden said, look, I'm not going to enforce this. I'm going to wait for Trump to come in and let him decide. And then the Chinese government said, oh, time out. We're just going to preemptively shut it down. And people lost their minds this weekend. I was struck just to, like, in our civic media chats, people were just freaking out.
I was surprised it actually happened, but I guess shutting it down is their best play, especially because the company also owns some other popular apps, including the hit game Marvel Snap. Yeah, it's also owned in a more roundabout way by, what was the name? Byte?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that Chinese company.
Yeah.
And Marvel, owned by Disney.
Mm.
Shutting down a Disney app in the U.S. is a surefire way to get the mouse on the government's back.
Absolutely. So anyway, Trump then put out a statement saying, look, I want to bring this back. I'm going to save it. And suddenly, miraculously, they turned it back on yesterday.
And now
Trump's taking credit for it. Go ahead.
He also used to talk about, oh, we need to ban TikTok. We got to get it out of China.
Well, yeah, of course. But then he made the deal with the tech bros. And the CEO of TikTok was there, you know, today, you know, at the inauguration. My youngest godson, Jason, I think had the best take on this over the weekend. And he's all of, a couple of days, he's gonna turn 25. He said in the group family chat here, he said, I just find it hilarious. People are so attached to social media, unquote.
Yeah.
And from a 25-year-old, I thought that was pretty good. And I think it's a great reminder. I mean, if they ever shut down Twitter, I use that as my aggregator for news sources. I'd be a little lost. But I think the point is well taken that all of us need to do better, including myself this year, in reconnecting with people and not screens.
Use our technology to maybe video chat with somebody who you can't go see in person easily.
Right. Yeah. Do something like that. Or, yeah, if you're able to, just go and see a real person. Because, you know, that's spending time. I went to a roller derby this weekend, by the way.
Oh, you did?
I did. That was fantastic. That's a full contact sport, let me tell you. We're going to come back, have some thoughts on what do you have, past or present, and also a look at the national championship game tonight. It's the Town Hall Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
your new choice. Real News, great conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New presidents often use day one executive orders to move their policy agendas forward. What are the different kinds of presidential orders? What are their limitations? And why do presidents use them? Since John F. Kennedy, presidents have averaged 269 executive orders over their terms. Since 1907, each order receives a number and all are cataloged at the National Archives. There are three different kinds of orders, according to Dr. Bert Rockman of Purdue University. Executive orders are written orders, usually on more weighty issues such as national emergencies or setting uniform policy for government action. Written presidential memoranda authorize or freeze projects, share official positions with Congress, outline treaties in international affairs, and other policy matters. Memoranda are not required to be published or public. A third type are proclamations, such as a proclamation celebrating Juneteenth. Pardons and clemency are not executive orders, but rather a separate power granted by the Constitution. Gridlock resulting from the failure of Congress to compromise on legislation often stimulates presidents to use more executive orders as presidents struggle to move their policies forward. But executive orders can also be blocked by Congress or court review, as President Trump found out in his first term Muslim ban. Find more in the history of presidential orders at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News Radio, depending upon which of our great stations across the state of Wisconsin you're listening to. A sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Did you watch any of the NFL playoffs over the weekend, Zommers?
I did not.
The Philadelphia Eagles are in the NFC Championship game, as are the Washington Commanders. So that's very interesting. And on the other side, the AFC side, will be the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Buffalo Bills. So that is your final four. Detroit. I said this, didn't I, earlier in the season? I said this team is running on adrenaline and at some point is going to run out. And then I bought in and said, well, maybe not. And then, of course, it did.
Got to stick to your gut.
So there's your final four of the NFL playoffs for the AFC and NFC championship game tonight on ESPN and ABC. It is the Ohio State University 13-2 taking on Notre Dame 14-1 for the national championship game. Broadcast at least, I think, around 6:30 tonight. Kickoff probably closer to 7, but should be a lot of festivities. I know I should be rooting for Ohio State because they're Big Ten, but I really like Marcus Freeman, the coach of Notre Dame. And as it turns out, we don't have time to get into this, but a lot of the people on Marcus Freeman was one of the coordinators at Cincinnati for Luke Fickell when he was the head coach there. And they went to the Final Four playoffs. And it turns out that not only Marcus Freeman, but a lot of the Notre Dame, current Notre Dame staff are made up of that Fickell staff from Cincinnati. And it gives me pause as a Badger fan to wonder, was the brains of the operation at Cincinnati really Luke Fickell, or was it his staff with guys like Marcus Freeman?
Well, a lot of people I know have another name, another way to pronounce Luke Fickell's last name, maybe switching out some vowels. And so they would say that he was not the brain.
So anyway, I'm rooting for Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman, I think, tonight. So I'm looking forward to that. What else do we have? I guess I want to get into kind of finish off with a little piece here as we round out today's broadcast covering the inauguration. Ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Science tells us that question is a clever political ploy that you too can use. It works because our memories are both short and bad. The faults with our memory lead us to forget how things really were in even the recent past. If you feel your past was better than your present, you're not alone. 6 in 10 Americans said life was better for people like them 50 years ago, according to a recent Pew Research survey. Aliens visiting Earth would look at our media and figure life must have been better in before times. Radios play old songs, TV is reruns, and movies are sequels. Online memes tell us that living standards for the American family have gotten worse since the 1950s. When asked if life was better a mere 4 years ago, the American electorate said yes in 1980 and again in 2024. Nostalgia politics works because we take for granted our economic, scientific, and social progress. Look at your cell phone or computer. Did the richest person on the planet have your technology a decade ago? Are your vehicle and home safer and more comfortable than your last one? Are you better educated than your parents? Are women working? Are people of color advancing? Are more gays out of the closet? Are people with disabilities gaining access? So why is the longing for the past so persistent? Why is the sentiment so widespread that things were better in the old days? Brian Walsh, writing for Vox, attributes it in part to our expectations. When things improve, say with rapid vaccines, the end of global pandemic, we don't stay grateful. Instead, we forget the past and now accept that vaccines should always be fast and effective. If that doesn't happen next time, it proves that life was better before. It's called selective memory. We forget negative events of the past. We double down on positive memories. It's why gambling can be addictive. We forget the times we lost. We'll remember the times we won. Another way our brains deceive us is called loss aversion. We fear change. Things won't turn out well. We feel comforted by the time before change. It's called the past. Finally, when asked about the past, each of us thinks our past selves. We yearn for our younger days, before the losses and setbacks that come with life. We know we can't turn back the clock, but the human experience tells us that we will forever wish it were so. A little thought for you as we move into another 4 years. I don't know what the next 4 years is going to hold. I'm not particularly optimistic when it comes to politics, but on this day, in this moment, I can simply say that once again, after almost 250 years, by the grace of God and the great people, the men and women across this country, we did have a peaceful transition of power. What comes next, we shall see. But we will be here every day, and we'll get through it together, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Many thanks to Matt Flynn for being on the show today, Mr. Zommers, all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. No matter what you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Banging on your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. In his inauguration speech, President Trump promised to bring the United States into a golden age.
We will be working to meet every crisis with dignity and power and strength.
The 47th president said he will rescue the nation from what he called the decline under his predecessor.
I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success.
CBS's Stacey Lynn says the Capitol Rotunda was packed for the inauguration.
All four living presidents were in attendance. Notably missing from the ceremony at the Capitol, though, former First Lady Michelle Obama and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
America, America, God.
Carrie Underwood sang after Trump's inaugural address. The president just held a signing ceremony, making his cabinet nominations official. Later today, he may pardon some Capitol riot defendants. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.